From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The state has announced high education staff turnover statewide after an examination. KTOO reported last week that 25 superintendents out of the state's 54 school districts have been in their position for less than 2 years, and 13 of them began this school year. The State Board of Education says the turnover rate for teacher, principal, and superintendent positions mirrors a national trend of teachers leaving the profession without being replaced. Agency officials say they expect to have the latest data October 15th on how many teachers are leaving the state. Officials say lack of competitive salaries and benefits could be the cause, and they're exploring alternative certification pathways that won't sacrifice teacher quality. Officials say the University of Alaska Anchorage Education Program's loss of accreditation could also pose problems. It's day two of our municipal candidate series. City Member of Juneau's municipal election is October 1st. This year, there are four candidates seeking four seats on the Juneau Assembly. While none of them are opposed in the traditional sense, the two candidates for the two District 1 seats are competing over who will get a full three-year term. The candidate who receives fewer votes will be up for re-election next year. We put the same question to each candidate and collected their responses. Today's question is, cuts to school bond debt reimbursement and Medicaid will have significant impacts on communities. What can Juneau do to mitigate the impact of state budget cuts?
My name is Carol Treem, and I'm running for the area-wide assembly seat. That's a fantastic question. I think we're in a really great position with our budget reserves where we can kind of think out a glide path so that this isn't a really drastic impact to our budget in our town. And we'll be going over that this fall of how we plan to slowly reduce things so that we're not making the problem worse. If we reacted in kind of out of fear, I think that would make a contraction worse than it would need to be. So I hope we can avoid that.
I'm Greg Smith. I'm running for Juneau Assembly, District 1. The roll down effects and impacts from the state budget is probably one of our top issues facing our community and the assembly. I think we need to preserve our fund balances and reserves so that we have funds to be able to pay these unexpected bills that we may get from the state. I think with proper planning, we should anticipate some of these type of bills. And then I think we need to work with our allies across the state to say, this is how it'll impact our community. This is how it'll impact our neighbors. And to push back and just speak up and let the state know the impacts and work with folks across the state to try to mitigate those.
My name is Alicia Hughes-Scandies. I'm running for the Assembly, District Seat 1. So we're definitely going to see effects of the cost shift from the state to the city. I think the best thing the city can do is take a look at what our essential services are and figure out, you know, how we protect those so that we're not doubling up the impact to any vulnerable population. The state did it in a really jerky sort of grind fashion that was not really what I would consider the best thought out way to implement cuts. So at the city level, I think it'll be important for us to figure out how we can smooth those out to the residents and, you know, to the local economy so that we're not furthering any impacts of harm.
My name's Wade Bryson, and I'm running for Assembly District 2. When it comes to the state budget cuts, every Alaskan is going to feel them. And so I think it's very important that we are aware that it is going to have an increased tax burden for us as the citizens of the community. So when we're planning next year's and the year after that and the next 5 years' budgets, we have to take into account that we're going to have to pay some school bond debt reimbursement back that we did not intend to pay. So that is going to change our ability to expand programs or fund programs or build new buildings. We just have to be very careful in what our budget level is if we go into deficit spending or don't take the school debt bond reimbursement into account, we could be potentially looking at increased taxes. And so we have to think about how much we're spending, knowing that we already have to pay this debt back.
We gave the Juneau School Board candidates a similar treatment. There are four candidates seeking two seats on the Juneau School Board this year. Their question for today, what do you think are the most pressing issues facing education in Juneau?
My name is Dee Dee Sorensen, and I'm running for a seat on the Juneau School Board. I think that one of the most pressing issues for Juno school children is safe, predictable classrooms. Juno has many issues that we confront as a community, including drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, homelessness, food insecurity, and many of the students in our schools are living with some or all of those in their home lives. And I think that we do not have a strategy for helping these students and all of our students have stable, productive classroom environments. Another issue that I think is very important is teaching social studies. One of the unintended consequences of all of our high-stakes testing is it has narrowed the opportunity for the curriculum that our children are able to spend time with in their classroom.
My name is Martin Stepton Sr., and I am running for the Board of Education for Juneau, Alaska. I think across Alaska and in Juneau, the by far the most pressing issue is funding for education, period. And running for the school board, we don't have a whole lot of control of that, but that is honestly the number one issue. We've been flat funded since the late 2000s, and that doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. So that's going to start affecting us here, and it already is and has been for such a long time. So I believe funding is the number one issue facing our school district.
My name is Bonnie Jensen, and I'm running for school board. We don't really know what budget we're going to receive in the coming years, and I strongly believe that we need to keep extracurricular activities, special education, and so I want to put in my input if someone were to propose that we cut those activities or services.
I'm Emil Mackey, and I'm running for Juneau School Board. The biggest issue that I see is really the threat of education cuts in the future. Dunleavy, I think the tip of the spear was what he did to the university system, and I think he's coming for K through 12 next. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I do believe that that's what he's going to do. When that happens, we're going to be faced with really tough choices. And I think that's going to be a huge issue for the next school board ongoing. The second thing I think is there is we have over $20 million worth of deferred maintenance. Madrid Drake is in severe need of a remodel. Riverbend needs a new roof. Mendenhall River needs a complete remodel. And we really need to come up with a plan and a way that we can present to the assembly in order to prioritize these issues, rectify the deferred maintenance, and pay for it.
Tomorrow, we'll hear the Juneau Assembly candidates' positions on tourism. And from the school board candidates, we'll hear how they want to prepare our students for the future and what advice they have for a current Juneau high schooler. You can learn about and compare all of the candidates for Juneau Assembly and School Board at ktoo.org/elections. Native elder Howard Luke has died in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the 95-year-old member of the Interior Alaska Native community died around 11:30 p.m. Saturday at the city's Denali Center. The respected Athabascan elder was known for promoting Alaska indigenous culture through his work with young people. Luke founded a camp for Alaska youth to learn skills, including Native art and language and techniques for living off the land. The Galia Spirit Camp on the Tanana River near Fairbanks will remain open for community building, youth empowerment, and educational opportunities. And finally, there are some developments on the West-wide movement to ditch our twice-yearly clock changes and instead adopt year-round daylight saving time. As Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi reports, British Columbia's provincial government shared results of a public consultation on whether to adopt daylight saving time on a permanent basis.
The survey broke provincial records for the most responses. The upshot is British Columbians overwhelmingly want to quit the twice-yearly ritual of springing forward and falling back. It was 93% in favor of no more clock changing. Earlier this year, the Oregon and Washington legislatures both voted by wide margins to adopt permanent daylight saving time in concert with our neighbors. There's a hiccup in California, though, where the legislature just punted the issue to next year's session. And a bigger snag is at the U.S. Congress, which can't seem to find the time to deal with requests from states for permission to go to year-round daylight saving time. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
Some of Alaska's lawmakers have tried to eliminate the switch, too, but none successfully. Alaska Standard Time has remained in effect here since it was adopted in 1983. That's it for the KTOO News Update for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I'm Jeremy Shea. Thanks for listening.